Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts, NTPDA.com.
It is Monday, and that means Laura Kennard is with us. We're talking about stuff to do when it comes to networking as well as business education. Laura, of course, is from Drake University as well as dmbizmixer.com. Ta-da! Spring break is over with. You're back at class at Drake. Those kids are ready to learn. They're just all energized. No?
Everyone's tired.
Tired.
The word was, it wasn't long enough and the weather wasn't warm enough unless they went away somewhere. So. I felt the same way.
Yeah, I know. And you've got grades due, and what?
Grades were due this morning. Des Moines Public School doesn't go back until Wednesday, which was funny because I had Drake students on my mind. So I was telling my son, well, we got school tomorrow, and he informed me yesterday.
So they don't go till Wednesday.
They don't go back to school till Wednesday. Wow. So he got a couple more days. He's all excited.
West Des Moines went back today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because my granddaughter went back.
I have no idea.
All right. What do we got? What's going on?
Well, so we're going to miss talking about Raising Capital Seminar, which was all day today, 8 to 3. So if you can catch that again sometime, I've gone to it a few times. They do it a couple of times a year. And they also do small business capital, which we talked about recently.
And who is this?
And that's the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So just always, if you're interested, between the Greater Des Moines Partnership and the Iowa Center for Economic Success, they always have great workshops on how to get money for your business. So
I need to call them.
Yeah, right? You need to call them. That's right. They got monies for you.
Got monies, yeah. Hey, you got monies for us?
A lot of work you got to do, but... So that'll bring us right up till tomorrow, and there's quite a few things going on tomorrow.
On Tuesday.
So the first one being that we have an 11:30 to 1, which is the annual State of the City Luncheon.
That's right.
Holiday Inn Des Moines Airport Conference Center, and this time it gets hosted by different chambers. So it's the Southside, Fuse, Northside, Chamber kind of consortium, the Fuse DSM. They're hosting it, so that's why it's on at the Holiday Inn Airport
location. And that will be the mayor, Frank County, will be giving his declaration of the state of the city. And, of course, if you want a peek of that in advance, last week we went out to lunch with Mayor County.
Oh, nice.
And, we did our out to lunch
Michael,
segment.
You're just so timely.
Yeah,
so timely. So also, there will be a Topical Tuesday this week at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. So if you didn't make it over there for the State of the City, you can, or that's not your thing, you can go over for Topical Tuesday. And they always have just different advice. And you can go to the Iowa Center for Economic Success website and see what their topics are coming up. And, of course, they also have their Money for Mondays that they always do. And we every Wednesday they have here's what the Iowa Center introduction is about. So those are all over lunch hours. Of course, they have some periodic evening things, too. So we also have... Speaking of evening, so Tuesday evening, there will be Founder Fireside with Andrew Kirpalani, I think that's how you say it. It's at the West Des Moines Business Incubator in Valley Junction, and he's with Workhound.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a great business, and it should be a really good talk. So you can catch that. Again, that whole Founder Fireside really just talks about like how they got started and pitfalls along the way, and just kind of helps you, number one, know that if you're in the middle of trying to build a business that you're not alone,
right.
That a lot of these great businesses went through a lot themselves as they got started. So on Wednesday, there's a March luncheon at the Des Moines Embassy Club. And I'm not sure who that's by. It's 11:30 to 1:30. And it's Rita Perea.
Rita Perea.
Will be speaking at the Des Moines Embassy Club. I was invited to this one, and I honestly don't know who.
Also on Wednesday, the series is at the Des Moines, at the Iowa Historical Center. There's a presentation there on Wednesday at noon. And it has to do with, anyway, it's put on by MPO.
Okay.
Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I'm going to do the interview, but it's, yeah, that's on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I guess the Fem City is the March luncheon for Fem City.
Ah.
So also on Wednesday, over the lunch hour, Greater Des Moines Partnership, they're continuing with their Top 5 Reasons series, and this is Top 5 Reasons to Develop Your Client Persona. So, and we've talked about this before in that if you create a persona, you can better figure out what your messaging should be, where you might reach that particular ideal customer. You can just kind of try to get in their head so that you know what kind of advertising, messaging, or outreach would resonate with who
those
is
people.
With that client persona that's your ideal client.
There
so
you go.
That's what that's about. And there is a March Breaking Barriers. This is all through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. This is a new group put together that is women business owners, but also, it involves men who are supporting women in their business endeavors. So it's men and women, but it's just helping break some of those barriers and starting a business, running a business. So women and the men who support them.
Ah.
So,
it's a busy Wednesday.
That is a busy Wednesday.
We didn't even talk about Million Cups.
Yeah, we glazed right over Million Cups, which actually I shouldn't do this week in particular because Monetary, which is a conference that they did last year, Dwala did last year, the first year ever. And the team that's putting together this year's Monetary event, which will be in May, is going to be speaking on Wednesday at Million Cups about what is Monetary about. And primarily the focus there is bringing venture capital and people to invest in startups in the Midwest and in Des Moines. And that's what that conference is primarily about. And they will, but they'll, I'm sure they're doing something, you know, last year was their first one. So I'm sure it's growing. And if you go to Million Cups on Wednesday morning, you can hear about what that conference is going to be about in its second year.
Monetary.
Yes. So Thursday, we have over the lunch hour, March Lunch, The Power of Brand Storytelling. This will be at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. This is an AMA Iowa event. Oh, I'm sorry. AAF. So it's the Advertising Federation. I think that's American Advertising Federation.
I think AAF?
So. Yes. So The Power of Brand Storytelling. I knew it was either AMA Iowa or AAF. So in this case, it's at Des Moines Golf and Country Club. But this is one of those events that you don't have to be a member. You can sign up and go to that. And of course, brand storytelling is very important these days. So also then from noon to one, we're at Collaborate DSM, which is a co-working space on Ingersoll.
I know
Caroline
it.
Jones.
Yep.
And the Social Media Club does a lot of stuff out of that co-working space. They're going to be doing a lunch hour YouTube SEO and video marketing secrets with Ryan, I think it's Snad. I'm not going to say that right. S-N-A-A-D-T. Ryan, who is going to share the idea that you have to optimize your YouTube when you put
things
on YouTube and you post things so that also just like SEO on Google, YouTube has its own algorithm and the way that you can be found.
Yeah, and YouTube, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is such a powerful search engine. And so if you do those things correctly, you're going to see a marked result because people do gravitate to video anyway, and you might as well have all the cool links on your video so that you can point people in the right direction.
Absolutely. And there's it's an art and a science. And so it's, if you feel like not enough people are seeing your videos, that would be a really great one to attend to know how to optimize those to be found on YouTube. So we're going to go ahead and skip. There's a ton of cool stuff actually going on this week. And so I'm going to highlight another one that might be of interest if you're if you want to learn how to do 3D printing on Friday all day long, you can stop by the Drake Innovation Studio, which is at Drake University in Meredith Hall, room 124C, and they're going to have 3D printing set up and show you how to use the programming, and you can actually print some stuff. So they're going to be doing that all day 9 to 3. Yeah. So those are some of the highlights of this week coming up, unless you have anything on your mind.
You got it.
So, yeah. Oh. Anyway, lots of stuff.
That's just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And
got out of spring break, and everyone had scheduled stuff.
Right?
For business.
Holy God. All right.
Anyway.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro when it comes to business networking and education. Thanks, Laura, for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your next project? We can hook you up with James. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.